إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد إن شاء الله today we remind ourselves about the second question on the day of judgment. Out of the five questions the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the feet of the son of Adam alayhi salam will not move from before his Rabb, from the Maidan of the Hashar, until he answers these five questions. And the second of them, the first of them was, how did you spend your life? And the second of them, which I remind myself and you to reflect on, is, how did you spend your youth? Once again, the issue is not, Allah is not asking, how was your youth? How long was it? But what did you do? How did you spend this youth? Especially youth is mentioned because that is the time both of the peak of strength and the peak of desire. It is very easy to control your desires when you are 80 years old because most of your desires are dead by then anyway. And whatever are there are left, which are so weak. Except those desires that you have been fulfilling all your life. This is another interesting thing about old people, that once you go beyond a certain age, then you find that whatever you used to do, you do more of that. So if you are used to reading Quran, for example, I know people, for example, who literally read Quran the whole day. They're in the late 80s, 90s, very old people. But so you might say, well, you know, they have nothing else to do. But I also know other people of similar ages who watch television all day. So this person also could have been watching television. But that is not the what they used to do, they continue to do. So whichever is the desire that you've been working on and feeding and fulfilling, that will just continue. So the issue is to say, in your youth, what do you spend your time on? Two things to understand. One is the issue of this question of the Day of Judgment, where Allah will ask, what did you do with your youth? And the second is the great bashara in the hadith about the seven people who will be given the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of the arsh, and that one of them is somebody who was dedicated to and close to and interested in building a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his or her youth. A person who was pious in their youth. And that is the reason why this youth is such an important part of our life. And like all other parts of our life, as long as we remain alive, it will finish. It will finish. One day it will go. And then that opportunity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get some special rewards. Not because what you are doing is special, but because of when you are doing it. The reward for a young man or young woman to pray on time is more than that for an old man or old woman. They both get the reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take from one to give to the other. But for a young person, and alhamdulillah we see so many young people in the masjid, and this is a very good sign for them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the tawfiq to go to the masjid for salah. And they need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. The idea of praising is not for them to feel that, oh, mashallah, we are awliya Allah. No. The idea is to draw your attention to the fact that you are here because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the tawfiq. Nothing to do with you. Never ever attribute any good deed to yourself. That is the biggest fitra in the world. Where if we do something good, we feel, oh, see, I am so good, mashallah, I am so pious, and no, you are nothing. You have been selected by Allah. Allah has had His grace on you. Why, we don't know. Why, only Allah knows. But alhamdulillah, whatever be the reason, Allah knows His reasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to reward you by inviting you into His house, by permitting you to come and make salah, to make i'tikaf, to read Quran, to sit in a dars, or whatever good deed, to give charity. This is the grace of Allah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. How many people who are like us, who are wealthier than us, who are more powerful than us, who don't do these things, who do not go to the masjid. So on the day of judgment, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us in keeping with His majesty and grace. If we have good deeds, this is the mercy of Allah. And therefore, one must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever good that one is able to do. Not ascribe it to yourself and say, "There, you see, this is my effort, my mehnat." No. Nobody goes into Jannah with his effort. So, the issue of spending that time close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what did you do with your youth? And as I said, specific mention of youth because it's a time of peak desire and the peak of the ability to fulfill that desire. Right? So, one is to have the desire, the other one is to have the ability to fulfill that desire. So, both in the time of youth, both of these are at the peak. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will specifically ask this question. Now you might say, what about those who did not have this tawfiq in their youth? Yeah, maybe there was no one to warn, maybe somebody warned, we ignored. May Allah forgive us. This is also an opportunity to make tawbah. Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take us in that state. Imagine how many people are there who drop dead on a dance floor, in a disco. How many people are there who drop dead in a bar? Many people are there. It's nothing new. How many people are there who are driving in a car with all kinds of things happening in the car and then they crash, right? And they die in that state. And I can go on. I don't want to describe all those things. I think we are more than capable of imagining. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not take us in a state of disobedience. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, you will be resurrected in the state in which you died. Now imagine the disgrace if you die in a state or in a place, in a time, doing an action which is the disobedience of Allah, which is an action of disgrace, and you are resurrected in that state. On the day of judgment, everybody will see. What a terrible disgrace. Imagine your children are seeing you, your father, doing some nonsense. La hawla quwwata illa billahi. What kind of disgrace is that? So think of that. Just think of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect us from dying in a state of disobedience to Him, because there is nothing more disgraceful than that. But alhamdulillah, those of us who may not have had the tawfiq to do great and good things in our youth, at least, alhamdulillah, today we are alive. Today we are alive and today we are in a state to make tawbah. So, let us not delay in doing that. Let us make tawbah immediately. And of course, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive all the sins. And therefore, inshallah, He will forgive them. But we need to make tawbah. So, we make tawbah. Those of us who are already in our youth, maybe some are in the childhood, they haven't even reached youth. They are very, very fortunate. They are extremely lucky that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala woke them up before they went into a state where they would have committed some sins. So therefore, keep yourself clean. It's like wearing beautiful white clothes, and if you want to ensure that those clothes remain beautiful and white, then what do? You ensure that you don't sit anywhere without first seeing if the place is clean. You make sure that you don't walk anywhere where there is some slush and dirt and so on. You ensure that nothing dirty gets onto those clothes. And that is the issue with our life. If you reached your youth, you are in your childhood in a state of purity, then alhamdulillah, try to stay like that. Don't allow that state to be destroyed. And for those of us who are beyond our youth, alhamdulillah, once you make tawbah, our clothes are white again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleans up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. So therefore, now onwards, let us ensure that we do not do any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the biggest traps of shaitan is Shaitan tells the older people that, oh, you know, he revenge you. He says, oh, remember all those things you used to do, now what's the use? You make tawah, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. So he prevents you from making tawbah. Don't fall into the trap of Shaitan. No matter what you did, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bigger than that. No matter what you did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, provided we make sincere tawbah. So let us ensure that we make sincere tawbah. And tomorrow we talk more about this, but today, let us reflect on this and say, how did I spend my youth? Think about that. If it is something good, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you the tawfiq. If it is something which is not good, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that which does not please Him. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.